joining Tony, being behind the bar, having a life together, because we haven't got a life together at the moment, because I can't cope with the work downstairs, and obviously Tony can't be in two places at once, so he's down there and I'm up here. So we haven't got a life together really at the moment. We don't go out together. I'd never feel up to it of an evening anyway. I might go down there and sit on a Friday and a Saturday night. But there again, Tony's the other side of the bar and I'm this side, which makes me very guilty, because on a Friday and a Saturday we have entertainment and it's really, really so busy. You can't get another one in the bar. And I want to get up and help. He's rushing around, even though he's got two other staff on. He's rushing around and I'm sitting there doing nothing. And I feel that guilty that I end up in tears and coming back upstairs. Or I try and help and then that makes me ill. And I feel worse than when I went down there. But again, you know, he says I shouldn't feel guilty. I should just relax. But it's very hard to do that.
But somehow you sound quite chirpy. Your voice isn't depressed.
Oh, no. You can't be. My time for depression is when I'm on my own at night time. I pretend a lot because I feel I have to. Because sometimes if I went around feeling or acting the way I feel sometimes, everybody would disown me. Nobody would talk to me. Tony would leave me. I'm surprised he hasn't really, but so you push yourself forward. It's very hard to do sometimes, but then you get in your bedroom at night and there's plenty of nights. See, Tony and I don't sleep together. That's not being personal or anything like that, but he snores badly and I need sleep, being selfish. So we don't sleep together. Plus the fact, since we've had the pubs, he doesn't come up till 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. And my health doesn't stand that every single morning, being woken up at that time of the morning. So that's the way we work it.
What message would you give from your experience of diabetes for someone who was newly diagnosed?